I speak to you in the name of God, undivided, fully present, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer of us all. Amen. Please be seated. We have started a series on the Lord's Prayer for the season of the Epiphany, and it may be not complete by the time we come to Lent, because Lent is so early this year. And last week we had trouble with the microphone. I had to buy a new mic because the one I was using had shorted out. So I'm going to recap a little bit of last week for those who are not here today but listening to us online because they're traveling around. So if you heard it all before and you want to sleep for 3 minutes, go ahead. Also, the readings today are very powerful. This reading from Luke is my personal favorite of all the scripture. To me, it's the touchstone of what Jesus is all about in his ministry and what our ministries, each one of us as individuals, should be about. It's the core, it's the purpose statement of the ministry of Jesus, I believe. But all the readings today make clear which the Lord's Prayer talks about, for it says that we are all in community. That we are not libertarians. We are not just me and God. It's we are all in community one with another. And that God is with us when we are together as a community, as a people of God. In French, I believe the word would be the communautaire. We are the community which has been established by God and that we are in this together. No Christian can be a libertarian if you're truly committed to the faith. We have to care for each other. It's not just me, and I don't care about everybody else. And that was the original understanding of the Hebrew people and the understanding of the early Christian church that was taught by God. For God was saying in Jesus through the Lord's Prayer, Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Our, it's not my Father in heaven. The prayer doesn't start that way. It's our Father in heaven. It's a collective. We are part of the collective, all of us together, not individualistic. And the understanding of Father in heaven, Father in those days is different than fatherhood today, though there's some of it today. But it was an understanding that God is provider. That God provided everything for the community. Everything that was needed comes from God, and there is enough for all. The idea is what's known as distributive justice. That everything we have comes from God, and if we distribute it well, with nobody taking too much, no one will be without. God is not pleased that half the wealth of the planet is held in the hands of 67 people. Half the wealth of the planet Earth is held in the hands of 67 people. That's shocking. But that came out this week. This is not a sense of collective. This is a sense of everybody's on their own. But this is not the Christian way. We are people of community. We are not people in a sense of personal privacy. God is the Father and the provider for all of us. And in the Lord's Prayer, and this is almost the end of the recap from last week, in the Lord's Prayer, there are two branches of the prayer. And when you go home today and pray the prayer or read it this week for yourselves, notice that there's part of the prayer is divinity, and part of the prayer is humanity. And the divine part is the name of God, our Father in heaven. And there's a sense that heaven is not altered away from us, but that heaven resides in each one of us and in the midst of us in that holy community. That we are to be heaven ourselves with each other and treat each other that we are members of the heavenly kingdom. that I am in the heavens, I am in the kingdom now, but I also recognize you're in the kingdom and that we work together cooperatively because God is there with us all. That the kingdom is also divine. That we are divine here in this church community and we are divine with each other as we meet one another out and about. And that the will of God is also a divine thing. The will is that all should have enough, that all are to be cared for, that we care for each other and God cares for all of us and calls us all to be one. The human side is that there is bread. There's bread for the earth. That God recognizes that we need food and we are to share food with each other and with all the animals on the planet. And that every day is the day of Jubilee. Now the day of Jubilee, that idea often gets lost. But the day of Jubilee is that once in Hebrew culture, once every 7 years, all debts are written off. Imagine having a mortgage written off after 7 years. But all debts are written off. They don't carry debts. And that in the human sense of heaven, debts are to be dissolved. There's no debts. We are debt-free with God. We don't carry a debt. And that there's also the recognition, which again in the Lord's Prayer is a human part of it, that we are often tempted. We are tempted by many things. We are tempted by greed. We are tempted by our own inadequacy. We are tempted that we look in the mirror and think, I'm ugly. Or all kinds of temptations. But that God, we're asking God to lead us not into temptation. That we recognize that there's temptation. God understands there's temptation. But that we need the power of God to help us resist temptation. Therefore, with all of this together, we have an understanding that we are in a partnership with God and God with us. It's not a sense that master-servant kind of thing, but a partnership. And that's the underlying understanding of the Lord's Prayer, which is often lost in our world today. That we don't very often hear too many radio preachers talking about we're in partnership with God. It's usually a sense that you are dirty and rotten, and if you give me enough tithing over the radio, I somehow will make you holy. But that's not the intent of the Christian community. The intent is that we are in partnership with God, and God with us, and God knows that we are in that partnership. And God resides within us and in the midst of us. Now I want to move on. Hallowed be your name. Holy is your name. And this part of the Lord's Prayer, Jesus was taking the people back to part of their Hebraic roots to Moses. And if you remember Moses and the burning bush, Moses was going along and doing his shepherding job out in the wilderness, and all of a sudden came upon this bush that didn't burn up. It just kept on burning. And he went, whoa, what's happening here? And he came to investigate this. And God spoke to him and said, take off your shoes because the place where you are standing is holy ground. Now this, like all the scripture, is metaphorical. And what it's saying is, when you turn intentionally to God, you are holy. We are, each one of us, holy here today because we have turned to God. When we are in the midst of our lives and all of a sudden say, oh, I need to bring this to God, that's a holy moment. Many of us may have said a prayer when we heard about the shooting the other day. That was a holy moment. We knew it was overwhelming for us outside of our normal behavior And we as Canadians felt shocked by that. And when we turned to think about it all, that was a holy moment. Jesus is calling us always to understand that when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we are in the historic moment of the holy ground that Moses shared. We are connecting with Moses. We are connecting with all the community of people in faith who connected with God. And the Lord's Prayer takes us to another point that's even greater, which is often unknown to us when we pray the prayer. And that is that we are connecting with Moses on Sinai. When Moses asked God, "Who are you?" And God answered, "I am who I am." So that when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we are connecting with God, the great I Am. That, which means the presence. The presence of God is alive within us. No matter how unholy we may feel at that moment, no matter how unworthy we may feel, we are connecting with God and we are holy with God. Both holy in the sense of sacred and holy in the sense of connected. That is a sacredness to pray the Lord's Prayer. Hallowed be thy name, in the traditional words. Holy is your name. And we in that moment are holy. And we are having a sense at that moment of the kingdom of God that's greater than us, but we are a part of that kingdom. We are not outsiders. We are not outcasts. We are really there when we pray that prayer. Our intention and our heart and our mind is there. We are made holy. We are sanctified. And we are at one with the divine householder, God, who is the head of our household. The head of our household here on earth and in heaven. The place within us of holiness and connectedness. We are connected with Genesis. We are connected with the idea of Sabbath, where we are one with the Creator. For we are also called to be creating beings. God created, but we are the ongoing, still ongoing creation. We are still creating ourselves. What we do in our lives, whether it be your hobby or your work or your thoughts or your poetry or your stories, whatever it is, we're still part of the creation. God is alive within us, helping us to be creative. But we're called to be one. For we're also called when we say, "Hallowed be thy name, holy is your name," that we are called to be people who are aware of distributive justice. A sense that there is enough for all. We're not hoarding. We are sharing. And God calls us to be a sharing people. It's a public, the Lord's Prayer is a public manifestation of God's character. We join in the holy year of Jubilee, which I just spoke about, where the debts are forgiven. It's a time of rejoicing. It's a time of connectedness as we pray for the holy from God and Jesus to be within us. God is present with us and present within us every time we pray the Lord's Prayer. That is the understanding that Jesus gave when he taught us to pray, "Our Father." And so this morning when we pray, I hope we'll pray with a new understanding and a new depth of what it means as we continue to explore the meaning of the Lord's Prayer. May we feel blessed and empowered to share as we receive the sacrament, to know that God is alive within us, and that we are members of an alive community, that we are heavenly bodies here on earth. May God bless us all. Amen.